It's a jazz day. Monday morning on the Business Breakfast with me, Johnny Hart. Now, the wedding industry has taken a huge hit during lockdown, with three quarters of couples delaying the big day. And there are fears that venues and suppliers may go out of business ahead of new dates in 2021, or that guests might not be able to attend. Nick Howard spoke to the founder of WeddingDates.co.uk, Kira Crossan, who says it's been a tough time for everyone.
I'm hearing on a daily basis about couples' plans being impacted, people, you know, delaying their wedding that are anxious to start a family and want to get married first. There's people concerned about their elderly parents or grandparents being able to attend their wedding. There's a lot of legitimate concern out there for couples, but I think people are trying to plan for the future as best they can, given the government guidelines that are there at the moment.
What are those guidelines at the moment? Because they have changed as time obviously has gone on.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things, is trying to keep on top of all of these different changes and different guidelines. And at the moment, places of worship were allowed to open a couple of weeks ago on the 4th of July with no more than 30 people. There's also a ban on hymns and any wind instruments. But what's really interesting is there's a lot of councils out there delaying their registrar services, and they're not taking any weddings at all for the remainder of 2020 as they await further guidance. Because so many 2020 weddings have then been moved into 2021, I know of some wedding registrars that are already fully booked for 2021. So it is rather unclear for the end of this year. What we do know is 2021 is going to be an absolute bumper year for weddings. I think we're going to see a lot more midweek weddings as well, to clear the backlog of couples wishing to tie the knot.
It's all going to have a knock-on effect, isn't it? Where if we're expected to go to weddings midweek, that changes how the whole wedding cycle of weekend weddings and getting time off work takes place as well.
Absolutely, it is going to be very different. And I think we're going to see a more blended approach to weddings. So where there'll be a certain amount of people in person attending, there is definitely going to be a move towards embracing technology and guests joining via live stream. All of us have moved to working from home and using Zoom and different tools like that to get our work done. And that trend has definitely crept into the event sector as well. It's happening in the US, and usually whatever happens over there, it makes its way over to us as well. So I definitely think there's going to be more of that. And even as you said with the guests, you know, if it's a midweek wedding, people mightn't be able to get time off work, but also, and it's a real concern both for the guests and for the couples, you know, people might be a little bit less willing to attend group functions like weddings in the future.
And how is your company, Wedding Dates, adapting to all this?
So we are kind of the bridge between the wedding venues and wedding suppliers and the couples. Those venues and suppliers rely on us to keep the couples coming through to them, and effectively the tap was turned off there in March. So we produced this survey with 500 couples towards the end of May and produced it into an industry report to share that with our clients, which helps them get into the mind of couples, which is really important. And then on the other side with the couples, we're trying to support them with advice, answering questions, giving them the latest government guidelines, and just trying to keep them positive and give them something to look forward to. My overarching message is we're postponing the weddings. We're not cancelling them or thinking about it in that way. And they will still get to have their wedding. And the most important thing I think that we've all taken from this lockdown and COVID period is a focus on what's really important in life. And I think that's our friends, our family, and our health and our well-being.
And finally then, Kira, you mentioned obviously the lack of crystal ball at the moment. But if you were to make any recommendation to government about policy to actually kickstart the industry, what would it be?
I definitely think there needs to be clear guidelines and guidelines on numbers that are allowed gather in groups into the future. I think there needs to be really strict rules around hygiene and social distancing, and just providing the support to the industry in order for them to do that, because you know there's significant costs associated with any business putting in new procedures and practices in place. So supporting the industry with grants and maybe tax breaks on payment of rates, etc., into 2021 would be very, very welcome.
That was Kira Crossan from WeddingDates.co.uk speaking to Nick Howard. In the city, the FTSE opens 39 points higher at 6,290 points. The Business Breakfast is back tomorrow.